This is episode 1262. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to the launch of a brand new series where we explore for this entire week gratitude. And this is the week of Thanksgiving if you live in the United States, like I do. On Thursday, we will be celebrating a holiday of gratitude called Thanksgiving. And so this is a series in honor of Thanksgiving and feeling grateful for your life exactly as it is. Throughout this series, in each episode, you'll discover a meditation technique you can do when you meditate. You can also do these techniques as you go about your day, whether you're seated meditating or not. So you can take these techniques off your meditation cushion and into the most stressful part of your day. In today's episode, as we begin this series, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique you can do today to help you become aware of the present moment. Because gratitude starts with awareness, and gratitude is in the present moment. It's where you take yourself away from the distractions, the dramas, whatever's going on, and you allow your thoughts and your focus to settle. And then you allow yourself to feel gratitude. So gratitude is a habit, just like meditation is a habit. And when you practice gratitude on a regular basis, pretty soon it becomes a natural part of your life, just like meditation. So it's kind of like when you go to bed at night, you brush your teeth. Even if you come home after having a lot of fun, and maybe you're walking in the door in the wee hours of the morning, and you are exhausted, but I bet you still brush your teeth. Because if you didn't, you could feel all that gook on your teeth, and it would bother you. You would notice it. It's the same when you begin to meditate consistently, or really do anything else consistently, including this gratitude meditation ritual where you practice gratitude every day. Pretty soon, you get to the point where you need to do it. And if you miss it, you notice it. And there will be times when you don't meditate or you forget to consider gratitude for the day. But you are likely to get back on track with your ritual because your mind and body are geared to it after doing it so consistently. And one of the most important things as you do this ritual and as you meditate is make sure you're enjoying your meditation ritual. And one of the best ways to do that is not to push it so much. Honor where you are on the journey. So if you don't really feel like meditating for too long on a particular day, don't do it. Simply sit and allow yourself to relax for even a few minutes. Or maybe you don't get to your ritual at all, but you still attune yourself to it by repeating an affirmation, or maybe doing a breathing technique as you walk, or any of the other techniques that I share with you each day. It's a different technique every day. So as you do your technique today, bring to mind, as you settle yourself into your meditation ritual and relax your mind and your body, allow yourself to feel open to this moment, this experience you're having right now, and enjoy this process. Feel yourself open up to feeling grateful for your life right now. Consider a few specific parts of your life you're grateful for. And that's enough. Sit with this gratitude. Allow it to settle within you. Notice where it seems to settle, where you seem to feel it most in your body. Maybe your heart feels open. Maybe your whole body feels relaxed. Notice, become aware. Always meditate to the point where you could go a little further. End your meditation on a high note. And if you would like full half-hour guided meditations, where you could break off at the 10 or 15 minute point, I share that at my website at sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm releasing a new app very soon. It's in test mode, and you're invited to try that out as well. You can sign up for a membership site for 2 weeks free. You get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a journal to take you a little more deeply into the week's series. So it's a gratitude journal this week, and a guide with the different techniques I share with you, organized nicely for you, so you don't have to listen to an episode again. You can glance at the guide and see all the techniques there for you. So again, that is at my website at sipandom.com, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.